Senator Getz are having to come right in. Where is he? Is he here now?
I don't know.
Well, yeah. We'll get me a quick buzz on the microphone position. And hello, and yeah, all of them.
He said, yeah, he's got to, you know. I told him you
saw it.
Yeah. He was all set to do something. I said, your second thought was it would probably be better to have Sullivan take the lead on it rather than escalating it to Bill's level. And Bill said, well, first of all, it's absolutely clear his basic charge is false. Part of what he's saying may have some validity, and I'm trying to get that straightened out now. And Sullivan is up meeting with McCloskey now. McCloskey has to see him. So Sullivan's going up and is trying to get all the stuff, all of his charges out of him. Sullivan will attack him, will take him on at the Kennedy hearings. He's going to go up, because they're going to go into this Thursday at the Kennedy hearings. That's going to be like, that's Wednesday. All right, well, Bill's ready to move as soon as they know what they're doing. He's afraid they're going to get caught with the facts screwed up, because the problem is, from the time that Sullivan left, there was an interim before Godley got there. And at that time, they're not sure what the Air Force did do. And he may have something to play with in that area.
I got it.
Trying to get that squared away. Well, may not. But that's
all right.
Bill was all set though. And then he said, as soon as that's, we get past, get the facts straight, he said, I'll have a press conference and they'll ask me. They're bound to ask me about it at a press conference and then I'll get it.
Good. Good.
Well, he's saying it's a good way to.
He knows that he's on background.
Oh, yeah.
Son of a bitch is lying.
No question about
that. He knows about the terrible way the guy acted toward Godley when he was out there. So,
yeah.
Good.
So, there's no question on that.
All right.
Now, the other thing he called about was he was concerned about the Biro reporter ship. He said, first of all,
Biro drinks.
Biro has a serious drinking and screwing problem, and he thinks there's something wrong with it. That he's, you know, something's gone wrong with the guy. Secondly, he knows nothing about Vietnam. Thirdly, he personally would be an impossible guy for Rogers to deal with. And fourth, the move has already basically been done. Porter already knows they're going to move in. And they're set to do it right after the Korean
Olympics. But talk to Henry about it. Gentlemen, if he's a drinker, you can't do much about it. I know he drinks, but what do I know about the screwing? Who's he screwing? Somebody out there?
Girls.
Well, girls, of course, but I mean, is it somebody department?
No.
Well, hell, they all. But it's all these State Department people.
Apparently, they're around worse than usual problems.
Okay.
So,
I told Schultz about this fall out in terms of when I said that.
Perfect.
And really said we've got to do something. I'm trying to shape them up around here a little. You know about we're going to be in a position next year where we're going to have. So, in the woodwork. I don't want any in the White House. That's your job. But I told George I didn't want any in ODM. But I don't, as much as we can, I don't want any in the agencies who are there disloyal, leaking all over the place, pissing on us. And we have got to make an example of somebody. And now this is a good one to make an example of. Well, I know they'll probably find me a Republican with 18 kids. That's too goddamn bad. But I think he's probably a career guy, and his ass just goes out for incompetence.
Correct.
Yeah. But I tell you, who is the man to be trusted? Malik. Can Malik find a few other people that we can? I want to make examples of in a public way, you know? People who don't follow. I did. Really, we're having a hell of a time, even on that. And I trust that Grogan brings that in here. He says that he couldn't be able to find these two. It's a little close because it's the IT&T case. Find these two models because of the Vail and McLaren. And I start in McLaren and have his resignation here this afternoon. Or he lays off the case. And that's how I mean that.
That wouldn't be bad at all. You make a lot of points. But McLaren's resignation.
Well, we would. We'd raise out a lot of the. But listen, the people that are for the antitrust prosecutions are never going to be for us.
For us.
That is the point that we get. And I'm not going to stand for it. I'm just not going to stand for it. God damn it, I've given orders over there. Mitchell's going to like that. Mitchell, you know, like every attorney general's defends the lawyers. God damn him. We have got to be concerned about the loyalty of the people. Aren't you concerned about it? I'm goddamn concerned.
Yep.
The Yost thing. So I've got a woman. God damn it, I'm not going to have any loyalty to the extent that we can find them. But you've got to make some examples of people.
much. There's probably others like that that are around that we don't.
I want George Bush to look over that whole goddamn staff of the United Nations and all appointees. I want to get a list of my guests by 5 o'clock this afternoon. How many people at the United Nations are appointees by the president? Frank, let's find out. Rather than that, get me a study of it. I won't take a week. Give me 24 hours. We really got to get that problem. Now, George won't want to get rid of this and that and the other. But I do. Let's clean house. I want a clean house of the United Nations. I want every son of a bitch that supported Yost. I want to know who they are. You understand what I'm talking about? Why didn't somebody think of this before? You know that Yost has got a whole bunch, right? Is George looking at him?
I wouldn't be surprised.
I want to know who works at bases. They keep our people to simmer up and suck, you know, to people that they think they need. By God, let's find out. I want Yost's closest associates out of there. Out of there. Is that clear? Out of there and fast. Goddamn fast. That's the way to handle the Yost thing. Now, don't let Rogers put you off on this. By Roman, maybe we'll be put off on it. But I want Yost. We got over to Jersey, and it's an I-bill. If George doesn't want to do it, I'll do it. Right at the highest level. He ought to know. But we have got to clean out that goddamn staff up there. By that, there must be somebody at the various levels. I want to know who are the State Department people who were close to Charles Yost at the United Nations. And they're going walking around about other things, Lars walking around. Did not think of this. That's the way to get at these people. You've got to get at the whole mess.
Yeah.
Iron resigns, he resigns. I ordered it. It's tough. John didn't want to do it. I hate to tell clients, but Kleinbeis, look, why does Kleinbeis, he's the deputy attorney general. John, I can understand they want to release his Peter's firm had something to do with his company. Fine, I have anything to do with it. But when John Erlich calls Kleinbeis ought to do it. That's what I'm getting at. You have to fire around and have me have to call. That's wrong, sir. Don't you agree with him? Because otherwise, now the president has had to take it, get into this case. And I did it. But I did it. But I'm doing it for as a matter. Because we're not going to have this firing around. I want clients to know. That the president should be kept away from these cases. Why should I get involved?
I think that was good.
Staff member does what you got your staff for. Staff member doesn't do it unless they know that the case is important. Unless I'm important.
It's here for something. When we're betting on some committee. Oh, the peace act was me. Tony came in. Boy, he was just bubbling over. He just thinks.
About China?
No, he not China. Really, just about things in general. And I said, what'd you think about China? I had to raise China. And he said, oh, he just chortled. And I said, just got completely confused. He said, up there in Harvard, they just don't know what to think.
What's he think about the demonstrations?
He doesn't think it's going to amount to much. He said he saw the veterans march coming across from Arlington. And he said it was a different little group of people. That one contingent was full star mothers and a lady leading it couldn't have been over 40 years old. He said, I felt like going up there and say, honey, if you're a full star mother, you should have started early.
Did he raise a question on that?
No.
That's the one thing he's just apathetic about. Senators here, Mr. President.
But he was,
I'm glad to hear that. What's making him up? I don't know.
Things look good. No, that's always pretty much. He's the good side.
He catches hell from Harvard, imagine.
Not too much so. He said everybody, you know, some of them are bad, some of them aren't. But he's having a good time. He's making some speeches and bouncing around a little.
We're pushing everything.
He raised points of the time travel. He thinks the time wasn't right for a while, but he thinks it is now that once in a while you ought to get a group like you and he had talked about him for a chat, you know, now and then.
Yeah.
5 o'clock that time. And he'll have a few ideas into us on that.
Actually, yeah.
Well, it's good for him just to have a reason to have to come down here officially.
Good. Well, he was a good friend. He was the first one.
the point.
Point of Conway says, Conway says, that we just aren't ruthless enough. I think he's right. You agree?
Yeah.
What do I do about it?
I do, because I think where we've been cautioned that we couldn't do it, and we've gone ahead and done it anyway, it hasn't hurt us one bit.
Pickles. Is that a good example?
No, sure, but it goes down that whole list. Panetta and Hickel and the doctor of Finches.
Yeah.
And the old, and the science guy, Long, or whatever his name was, that they turned and said we had to take and kill us with the science committee. Bullshit.
And Tobin.
Would ruin us if we let Antoven go, right down the line. Apparently, as much as getting that guy in and trying to live with him. Do bridge.
Thank God.
Get out of that a year or sooner.
Good. Well, look around, believe me. I'm thrilled now. I just think in the cabin, too, that we could do a bridge.
We couldn't live through the bridge in the
end. Do you really think that we have to keep what we do, right?
I kind of do, yeah.
Why?
Well,
attack